Microphone check. Does my mic sound nice? Yes, it does. Welcome to this week's episode of It's About Damn Time. We focus on the real journey to being 1% better every damn day. Welcome to this week's episode of It's About Damn Time. I am Jared Damn, back in the building once again. And if you're new here, I got you. It's About Damn Time, the podcast about self-discovery. Heavy on the self-discovery. I'm on the road to building a better me, and hopefully through these conversations and revelations, I can inspire, I can motivate, I can help you to be a better you, because we are in this together. This is one of those, let's just hit record and see what happens type of things, because I've got so much on my mind, and I don't really know if I have the ability to communicate it. But I'll start off how we normally do, and we'll go from there. It's about damn time that we talk about what is your why. What is your why? I haven't been in the best of moods lately. Been a little disconnected, isolated. I'm tired. And I feel like I'm banging my head against a wall. And I don't even know if I'm frustrated, because usually during this time frame, when I'm tired like this, I'm frustrated. And I'll start yammering on about where the podcast is and what I want to do in my life and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And granted, those things still apply, but it's just a little different. I'm so fatigued mentally, and I think I need a major change. I mean, I think that's where I am. And I think that's why I'm approaching this differently. So a couple of weeks ago, I started floating around the idea of this year being my last year doing It's About Damn Time. No joke, not saying this for clickbait, not saying this for reaction. Just really considering it. Kind of inspired by John Cena taking the last year to wrap up things. But it's like, has the time come? You know, what am I doing? Am I just in circles, just saying the same thing over and over again? Is it moving a needle? Is it inspiring people? Is it inspiring me? Fuck. The whole thing says self-discovery. How many times can you discover shit and rediscover shit and to the point where you're just like, oh, yeah, I said that last year. And then you go back and look at clips and you still saying the same fucking shit. But I knew that I couldn't just make the arbitrary decision. Because I know this time of year is not my best time of year. This time of year is... you know, it's cold, it's dark, daylight savings time is turned off. And I'm a spring type dude. You know, I was born in the spring, so I'm a spring type dude. And I was like, what if it's burnout? You know, what if I just make this whole arbitrary decision? So I floated the idea around to a couple of people that I'm close with and that's in the industry to give me a different perspective. Gave me some real good advice. Let's see, can I read this real good advice that was said to me? I appreciate the vulnerability. I would ask yourself honestly, as you consider the next move, does it feel complete or do you need to pause? If it feels complete, end it, meaning you did everything you wanted to do outside of just the monetary gain. Anything less than that, pause and come back to it later. whenever later is, as you go those inner conversations, keep that question in mind. And man, when I tell you they had me thinking, when I tell you the way my mind went with that, it was because whatever you do, this even goes outside of podcasting, whatever you do, you got to have your why. Why do you do the things that you do? Why do you want to do the things that you do? If you got goals in mind and dreams and this is what I want to do, what's the why? I think a lot of times when you're in the thick of it, you lose the why. We forget it. You put it on the back burner. You have so much other things that just kind of flood your mind. I know for me speaking personally, the secret competitions I have with other podcasts, the social media, downloads, monetization, awards, reviews, positive, negative, people speaking my name in rooms, people talking about, hey, I listened to this, this is dope. All that shit's real and all that shit's good, but the bottom line is, what's your why? Is that your why? And I'm a Leo rising, so like that validation, that outside validation, I can't shake that. That's part of this whole thing. If you're doing a podcast, even if you're the most secure person in the world, you still are looking for a little bit of outside validation. You can't lean on it, but you're still looking for it. You know what I mean? I don't really think that's limited to podcasts. I think that's just in general. If I run a pizza place, I want my pizzas to be the best fucking pizzas in the city. I don't think that's far-fetched. I want, when I go home and I come back, we still number one. There's still a demand. People still looking for me. People still know my name. So it's bigger than podcasting, but for me, I had to sit there and what's my why? Is the why the downloads? Is the why the subscribers? Is the why the money? And sure, I'm very passionate about this and I want to do this instead of my 9-to-5. And, I mean, as you can see, I'm in it. Like I literally came home from my 9-to-5. You ain't never seen me in a polo. You ain't never seen me in a polo. It was about damn time. If you have, it's been a while. This is the 9-to-5 work gear right here. I didn't even get comfortable. I came in. I hit record. But yeah, sure. I want to get away from the 9-to-5, and I want to focus my endeavors on creativity in this creative aspect, this creative industry. And as me and Dan, my ChatGPT, you know, sift through some of what that looks like, which probably end up being an episode or something like that down the line. What's the why to keep me here? What's the why to do the things that you say that you want to do? Because if the why changes, or you can't find the why, or that original why, you be like, when you go back at it and look at it, you be like, because how many times, like for me, for example, I'm very indecisive when it comes to what I want to eat, especially when I'm alone, which is, I don't know, 95% of the time, right? So very indecisive about what I want to eat. So when I pick something and I don't get it right as far as how it hits the taste buds, I'm just like, well, I'm here. You know, not the same. You know what I mean? It's not the same. So when I look at this, what my why is, I want to help people. I've always loved helping people. If I go back and look at my life, that's always been the main driving force for me, is to help people. But I gotta help people in my own way. It's gotta be Jaredized, if you will. I have to help people in my own way. Because when I do it in this structured, put it in a box, this is how I'm supposed to do things to help, quote unquote, it feels disingenuous. It doesn't feel comfortable. Feels tight. Not in a good way. It feels, I don't want to do it. And I want to quit. And I want to move on. And I want to refocus. The first time I thought about how I wanted to help people goes all the way back to like 85. You know, what I want to be when I grow up? A ninja. So I wanted to help save the world, fight for people, but in my own way. And as I move through life, it's always been something just a tad bit different. Oh, Jerry, you need to be a speaker. I got Easter speech issues from like 88. Nah. Well, Jerry, you should be a therapist. Go back to school and be a therapist, because the way you connect with people, the way I was in college, I am very lucky that I graduated, because I did not focus as I should on academics. I helped people my own way, in my organizations, in conversations, in revelations. And even now, as people call me and to ask me advice about relationships or career development or entrepreneurship, mental health, hell, wrestling, Marvel, supplements, like just think anything and everything I'm being asked about. And I love helping people. That drains the fuck out of me, because I like to help people in my own way. And the podcast, me being creative on here to talk about these things that help people, that fires me up. Oh, no. let me stop lying to y'all. Because it doesn't, which is why I'm on the fence. It doesn't, because of how I'm presenting things. I need to feel like these are completed thoughts. Part of all of this is because I see so many peers. Like the one that gave me this wonderful advice. Actually, both of them in that group chat. Their products are so polished. Like, that shit looks good. It sounds good. It feels good. It's transitioning and everything. And, you know, you got the right voiceover. And they EQ it just right and everything. And of course, in their eyes, they may not think that it's perfect, but outside looking in, it's sonically and visually fucking gorgeous. And I look at here with my shit, and I'm gonna use my phone. I'm gonna find these lights. This I had an ex give me this light. I ain't had this light for so long. I don't know where I got these from, And it's not perfect. It's not perfect, but it's perfect for me. I'm never going to be that perfect polished person. I'm from Louisiana, so I talk fast. I got a deep voice, so it makes it hard to understand. I think faster than I speak, so it's always gonna be the suffer and succotage type shit. But the message is clear. Because when you identify your why, none of that perfection shit, none of what everybody else shit does, nobody how everybody else moves, none of that fucking matters. It don't matter if you have 10 or 10,000 followers. You have to be comfortable in your why. And for like the longest time, I have not. I have put myself in a box that other people had even defined the box. I'm thinking in my mind that you thinking in your mind that Jared's in this box, so I need to stay in this box for you to like me. Here's the deal. He can no longer figure out ways to be liked. Half the time, I don't even want to talk anyway. This is my forum to talk. And I think that's why I get mad when I talk about downloads, because I'd rather you listen to me here and let me just zone out and watch TV somewhere else. And that's not perfect, and maybe that's not realistic, but sometimes it's how I do feel. So I guess I could give you, if I was the expert, you know, progress over perfection and blah, blah, blah. But really the thing about it is, if you're trying to do some shit, remember why you're trying to do this shit. If you want to sit there and run a business, remember the reason why you want to run a business. Is it because you say, fuck corporate? You don't want nobody else telling you what to do? You want to make your own hours? You want time for you with your kids? Whatever your why is, you got to pin that somewhere. My why is helping people in my own way. My problem is I've been trying to fit into boxes that were either created for me or that I created for myself because I thought that's what people wanted. Ooh, Jared, podcast producer. Maybe. Maybe I'm more of a creative director. Because the thing about it is, a lot of people come to me for ideas, whether it's podcasted or not, which is really weird because why? I mean, no, I'm not self-deprecating. I'm just saying, if you come to me for entrepreneur ideas and I give shit away, I'm obviously not a great entrepreneur. But I'm a trusted voice. So here's me remembering my why. Will this be my last year doing this about damn time? I don't know. But I knew on this, I have to do more for me. I am here in this position over and over again because I have to define my why, not your why, not my mama's why, not even Brooklyn's why. I have to define my why. And it's not just with podcasting. It's shit that I fucking want to do. That I suppress myself because people who I love want this and I want to be the one to help them, so I give them this. What about fucking me? And I've been doing it for so long, I have to discover what it is that I want. So I gotta move differently. I gotta move differently because I need different results. And I've been expecting things to just change. I've been expecting my podcast just to be discovered. I've been expecting people to just understand me after a certain couple of months of talking to me. I've been expecting to be noticed at work for my contributions and not speaking up for myself. I've been expecting that I'm going to get these tattooed eventually, and I'm going to get all these travel things that I want to take care of and go to these different places, that I'm going to do all the things that I want to do, but the why is this. It's not even just a why, it's the fact is this. What are you waiting? That shit ain't happening. So you gotta do it for you. Life is too fucking short. And I'm telling you this because I am so fearful of death. And as I get older, I am more and more petrified that my time is short. Last week, I was in bed struggling because it was my dad's birthday. The other day, I was immobilized because the woman who played on Schitt's Creek in Home Alone, I forgot her name, shout out to her, rest in peace. She passed away. And she's the same fucking age as my mama. And I'm over here doing shit that I feel like I'm responsible to do without even taking care of me. Life is fucking short. So it's time for me to prioritize myself. We gonna take a ride and we gonna figure it out. Because now I have rediscovered my why. And your damn challenge this week is for you to discover or rediscover your why. I promise you it helps. Not speaking as an expert. So, until next time, we'll see you next week. Thank y'all. Thank you. Thank you for joining me this week on It's About Damn Time. Hey, if you like what you heard, follow this podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and IG, and join the conversation on this week's episode. Link to all my socials in the show notes. You can also show love by simply giving me a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And of course, for more blogs, pods, and other digital content, go to thewholedamnshow.com. Until next time, I'll see you next week.